The next sacrament we're going to look at is known as Eucharist. Sometimes Eucharist is called Holy Communion or simply Communion. Just remember not to get confused with the words. They both mean the same thing. Communion and Eucharist are the same thing. Communion or Eucharist is the sacrament that uses bread and wine to celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection from death. For Catholics, the sacrifice of Jesus is made present once again during the ritual and made real for believers. For the churches that do not consider Holy Communion a sacrament, it is still a very important ceremony. When Christians celebrate Communion, they give thanks to God for his great love in sending Jesus to save people from sin and enable them to experience God's love for all eternity. Christians interpret the meaning of Holy Communion different ways. Catholics, Orthodox, Christians, and Anglicans believe that the bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. By receiving Holy Communion, they believe they become present in a mystical way at the death and resurrection of Christ, which saves them. Many Christians see Holy Communion as an act of fellowship with other Christians and as a communion with God. By recalling Jesus' sacrifice together and by sharing the bread and the wine, these Christians believe they are brought closer together as a community and become closer to God. In the Bible, there are some verses that help us understand the importance of the Eucharist. In the Bible it says, "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whatever you eat, this bread, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" This is a really important sentence and helps Christians understand why bread and wine is used during communion. Generally, most times when this quote is used, the quote is shortened down, simply to say, "Take this in remembrance of me," which encompasses both the bread and the wine together. Christians celebrate Holy Communion in different ways. In the Orthodox Church, they recreate the divine liturgy, the ceremony, creates heaven on earth. Much of the service takes place on the altar in the sanctuary behind a screen, called an iconostasis, which represents the divide between the earth and the heaven. Things such as the liturgy of the word, which includes hymns, prayers and readings from the Bible, and liturgy of the faithful are all included within the ceremony. In the Catholic Church, Mass begins with a greeting from the priest and the prayers. Then we have the liturgy of the word. This includes again readings from the Bible, a psalm and a homily. We then have the liturgy of the Eucharist, where the bread and the wine is brought to the altar and people receive it from the priest. This is a similar ceremony done also in the Anglican and Church of England Church, which is very similar to that of the Catholic Church. Holy Communion is very, very important to all Christians, and all Christians are expected to take the bread and the wine as a symbolisation of the body and blood of Christ. One final Bible quote that would use us to help us support the idea around communion, particularly upon Jesus' death: "I am the resurrection and the life, said the Lord."